It's an age-old question. Why do some men cheat on their partners? A psychologist thinks he has an answer. Or more precisely, 27 answers. Martin Stewart, head of psychology at Doha College in Qatar, has identified 27 different personality types of men and even categorised the types of men that prospective partners should try to avoid due to their propensity to cheat. For DW, Lindsay Melling has been finding out who Stewart thinks you should or shouldn't date, if you want your partner to be faithful, that is.
It's a question familiar to anyone who's found out their partner has been playing away from home. Why do men cheat? And it's been posed many times to psychologist Martin Stewart.
So I was doing some general research into relationships, the issues that people were having in relationships and what they would like advice on. But as I was doing the research, I was speaking to women, and all I kept hearing was, well, we just want to know why men cheat. Why did they cheat? Why did they cheat? And it kept coming up, and I decided, you know what, that's what people want to know, so I'm going to do some research into that myself.
Stewart questioned 500 men in the UK during his study to try to find some answers. First, he asked the men themselves.
45% of men stated that they cheated at some point in their lives, and 27% had said that they'd cheated on their current partner. The reasons, and I'm putting that in inverted commas, is when I'm looking at it from my psychological point of view, I found that the reasons that people were giving were actually excuses. So, for example, somebody saying, oh, it was put on a plate for me, or my girlfriend's not giving me enough sex, or, you know what I mean, it's just sex, I still love my girlfriend, it doesn't mean anything. These are all actually, from a psychological point of view, they're all excuses, they're not actually reasons, they're not the actual facilitating driver as to why they actually did it.
So to identify that driver, Stewart looked to evolutionary theory.
In order to understand a behaviour that occurs now, you have to understand the behaviours that came before it. So you need to understand, well, why did men cheat in the past? Behaviours millions of years ago only had a benefit if it had some evolutionary advantage to our survival. Now, obviously, for men millions of years ago, they were never sure of paternity, and to ensure that your genes would pass on, impregnating several women would increase the chances of you having children. In the Middle Ages, men could have a wife and could have a mistress or concubines or harems of women, and their wives wouldn't challenge it, society wouldn't challenge it. But as we come into our times, it's no longer necessary, the behaviour, and it's no longer acceptable. This is why cheating occurs behind closed doors now.
He suggests that evolutionary history has created male brain types which are more or less likely to cheat, and for different reasons. In fact, he has identified the personality types which, he says, explain the reasons why men stray.
There's 27 different types of men, and women need to be aware of which type of man they're getting into a relationship situation with, because that will influence the dynamic of their relationship. Some men are more prone to cheating, some men are less prone to cheating.
We spoke to three men, none of whom admitted to ever cheating, to find out if they recognised any of Stewart's personality types. First up, the opportunist. Stewart explains.
The opportunist is the type of man who is aware that opportunities surround you at all times. He doesn't like to miss out on anything. He's not the type of person who thinks, oh, what if? So he'll be the type of guy who'll be in the supermarket minding his business. He sees an attractive woman struggling with the bags. That's an opportunity for him to get over there and interact with her. And he'll do that in all these situations.
40-year-old Paul reckons he knows a few opportunists.
The circumstances were right, it's a Christmas party, you have a quick bunk up and in the wherever it's convenient to do so, because both parties have got their guard down. And it happens. That's all there is to it. It happens.
Then you've got somebody like the manipulator. The manipulator is the type of person who likes to manipulate people and situations to his advantage at all times. So this type of guy, he'll manipulate his family members, he'll manipulate his friends, he'll manipulate his work colleagues, and he'll manipulate his partner in order to satisfy his own need for immediate gratification or satisfaction.
Ben is in his 20s and living in London. He thinks he knows a manipulator.
Yeah. My best mate. I've had several arguments with him because he thinks if he doesn't know the boyfriend of the person that he's trying to hook up with, then it almost doesn't matter because he doesn't know that person and they don't know him. Whereas it would be different if, say, it was my girlfriend because he knows me.
I'm sure he's very nice to you.
Oh, yeah, he's lovely to me, but then I'm sure serial killers are nice to their mothers.
Matt, single and also in his 20s, suspects he might have a little of one of the cheating types in himself.
The stupid mistake.
Stupid mistake. That could possibly be me. I could possibly fit into that one. I haven't done it in the past, but it's something, you know, which someone could always do stupid mistakes. So, yeah, I'd probably fit into that one, if any. Personally, if a man hasn't got the personality where he'd cheat, then he'd maybe do it when he's drunk.
But you also get some good guys out there. Mr. Secure, very secure guy. He understands that he's got his own strengths and limitations. He doesn't impose them on other people. His aim is to deal effectively with his own strengths and limitations in order to grow and live a more appropriate life. There's all different types, the visionary, the thinker, the family man.
So which type is Stuart?
No, and everyone's trying to get out of me. Nobody's finding out what type I am.
One thing all three of our guys thought was that it takes two to tango.
Who's doing this? A man and a woman, if he's talking about heterosexual infidelity. So the chances are a good proportion of those other halves are women being unfaithful as well.
For me, I think women have the same chance of doing it to men as men have the same chance doing it to women.
I personally have a lot of girlfriends, like friends of got out of girls who have cheated and their boyfriends don't know, and boys always get caught a lot more than girls do. So the reason everyone thinks that boys cheat more than girls is because boys just get caught a lot more than girls. Everyone thinks like boys cheat more, they actually don't. Girls cheat just as much.
So will Stuart now investigate the question, why do women cheat?
I would love to do research into that, because women, I believe, will cheat for different reasons. There's a very cynical reason as to why women cheated in the past, which was a woman would marry a man who's got good resources and good parenting skills and cheat with a man with good genes. That's an evolutionary argument, and there is actually a piece of research which suggests between 10 and 14% of children in the homes are not the biological children of the person they call dad.
So there's a whole new set of personality types to investigate. I think I know which I am. Do you? Lindsay Melling, DW, London.